From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. No deal yet with Iran. The United States and five other leading nations are said to be moving toward an agreement with Iran to limit Iranian nuclear development. However, they have not yet been able to reach a final accord. Diplomats meeting Sunday in Lausanne, Switzerland, reported Iran has shown a willingness to cut the number of nuclear centrifuges it operates to fewer than 6,000 and ship most of its enriched uranium stockpiles to Russia for storage. In exchange, the countries negotiating with Iran, Britain, China, France, Russia, Germany, and the United States, were reported to be considering allowing Iran to conduct limited, closely monitored nuclear testing for medical purposes at an underground facility. Israel's Strategic Affairs Minister Yuval Steinitz says his country is still firmly opposed to the deal.
We are extremely disturbed from the possibility that Iran will be permitted to become a threshold nuclear state with not even a total freeze and not even an adequate verification method.
Yuval Steinitz. A second day of voting is ending in Nigeria. Observer missions say despite delays, technical problems, and isolated incidents of violence, the organization of the election was acceptable. The Independent National Electoral Commission ordered some polling stations to reopen Sunday after delays and technical problems marred voting on Saturday. Arab leaders say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels surrender and withdraw from the territory they have seized. Arab League Secretary General Nabil El Arabi said Yemen's government, headed by President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, must be restored. This is VOA News. A German newspaper reports that German Wings co-pilot accused of intentionally crashing his plane into the Alps may have had vision problems. Bild am Sonntag reports investigators found evidence the 27-year-old co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, feared losing his eyesight due to a detached retina. Prosecutors said Friday searches of Lubitz's home uncovered documents that suggested an existing illness and appropriate medical treatment. Police also found evidence that he was treated for a psychological illness. And the newspaper reported that Lubitz's girlfriend, with whom he lived, was pregnant. Tunisian security forces say they have killed the main suspect in the recent museum attack that targeted foreign tourists. Tunisia's state news agency says Abu Sakr Lokman was killed along with eight others late Saturday during an anti-terrorist operation in the Gafsa region near the Algerian border. Officials say Lokman's group, which is affiliated with the North African branch of Al-Qaeda, organized the March 18th attack on the Bardo Museum that left 21 foreign tourists and a Tunisian policeman dead. On Sunday, tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Tunis to protest extremist violence in the country. Lee Kuan Yew lived and breathed Singapore all his life, said Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong in an eulogy at his father's funeral on Sunday. In the moving tribute, Prime Minister Lee said at the National University of Singapore, "The light that has guided us all these years has been extinguished. We have lost our founding father." The funeral was attended by dignitaries from all over the world, including former U.S. President Bill Clinton, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, South Korean President Park Geun-hye, and Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Voting is underway in Uzbekistan, where voters are almost certain to return President Islam Karimov to a fourth term. He has ruled the country for a quarter century. Three other candidates are also vying for the presidency, but those candidates have effectively campaigned for Karimov, calling him the best candidate. There is no real opposition in the country. French voters are going to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in a second round of local elections. The National Front Party of Marine Le Pen came in second with 25% of the vote in last week's first round, dealing a blow to the ruling socialists, who came in third. The UMP, led by former President Nicolas Sarkozy, was the top vote-getter. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast killed at least three people and wounded eight others Sunday in Kabul. An Interior Ministry spokesman says a child is among the dead. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.